Title: Congress Considers Limiting Pre-Dispute Arbitration Agreements in the Employment Context. Content: Many employers require employees to sign arbitration agreements at the inception of the employment relationship and prior to any disputes, such as part of their new hire packets or as a condition of their employment. Recently, congressional Democrats have introduced legislation to invalidate such pre-dispute arbitration agreements. On March 7, 2017, Senator Al Franken, Democrat, Minnesota, introduced the Arbitration Fairness Act of 2017, S.537 Act, into the U.S. Senate. If enacted, the act would weaken the effectiveness of arbitration agreements in the employment context. A House counterpart was also introduced on March 7, 2017 by Representative Hank Johnson, Democrat, Georgia, and the text is available here. History: The Federal Arbitration Act and Supreme Court's favorable treatment of arbitration agreements. In 1925, Congress passed the Federal Arbitration Act, FAA, which provided the legislative framework for the enforcement of arbitration agreements in the United States. The FAA was intended to ensure that such agreements were valid, irrevocable, and enforceable, save upon such grounds as exist at law or in equity for the revocation of any contract. 9 U.S.C. S. 2. Initially, the U.S. Supreme Court was suspect of arbitration agreements, e.g., Bernhard v. Polygraphic Company of A.M., 350 U.S. 198, 203, 1956. Arbitration carries no right to trial by jury. Arbitrators do not have the benefit of judicial instruction on the law, and need not give their reasons for their results. The record of their proceedings is not as complete as it is in a court trial, and judicial review of an award is more limited than judicial review of a trial. 30 years later, tides changed and the Supreme Court declared that Congress's essential purpose in enacting the FAA was to overcome the old, judicial, hostility toward arbitration. Southland Corporation v. Keating, 465 U.S. 1, 14, 1984. The court has since issued multiple decisions implementing a broad national policy favoring arbitration that requires courts to enforce arbitration agreements while limiting judicial interference with the arbitral process. ID at 10, indeed, subsequent case law has clarified that the FAA has a broad mandate to enforce arbitration agreements, and states cannot pass laws inconsistent with that mandate. AT&T Mobility LLC v. Concepcion, 131 S. CT 1740, 1753, 2011. Arguments for and against arbitration agreements. Like in Bernhard, opponents of arbitration frequently claim that it lacks the procedural processes to allow plaintiffs to prove their case, it does not allow for judicial review, lacks meaningful transparency, and impairs the development of important federal laws, and is plagued by repeat player bias. Proponents of arbitration, on the other hand, argue that arbitration is faster, cheaper, and, unlike court, may be kept confidential. In addition, the parties may choose their arbitrator, may choose to proceed with limited discovery or the full extent of discovery, and there is generally more finality to an arbitration award as such awards have a limited appeal process. New legislation seeks to limit pre-dispute arbitration agreements. The Arbitration Fairness Act of 2017 states that the FAA was not intended to apply in the employment context, and seeks to amend the FAA by adding a new chapter that invalidates agreements that require the arbitration of employment disputes made before the dispute arises. Specifically, the Act states that no pre-dispute arbitration agreement shall be valid or enforceable if it requires arbitration of an employment dispute. In addition, a court would determine arbitrability, even if the agreement states otherwise. Arbitration agreements between an employer and a labor union, or between labor unions, however, would remain in effect. The Act would take effect upon enactment and apply to all disputes on or after the enactment date. What the Act means for employers if enacted: the Act does not ban arbitration. Instead, it limits the enforcement of arbitration agreements that were entered into prior to any dispute arising between the parties, such as agreements signed at the time of hire or when new policies are rolled out. Once a dispute arises, the parties may then decide whether to enter into arbitration and proceed to arbitration if they see fit. Thus, employers would have to create